Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugar, and today's episode, we're going to talk about rejection. Welcome back. So today's episode is actually going to be the most empowering episode around the topic rejection that you will ever hear, because honestly, I feel like so many humans just feel like rejection is the scariest thing ever. Like, I do not want to be rejected from people, like in terms of being liked. I don't want to be rejected by my partner, my husband, my date, or my crush, whatever it might be. Or like even with work things, I don't want to be rejected when I'm trying to sell something or I'm pitching someone something. So I really just like don't really want to go all in on it. Or I don't want to even ask anything so that I don't get a no or I don't get turned away. And I don't have to hear the reasons as to why, especially if this is like a personal or even like a business thing. Actually, it can be super personal if you are genuinely trying your best or you think you're at your best or you've done your best work in business and you get turned away. It's like a real big stab to the heart. It's fine. We're going to talk about why it is so good for you to start coping better with rejection, why you should never ever fear rejection, and why it's just honestly, like if you're talking to somebody that tells you no, you're just talking to the wrong person, basically. So I just wanted to put it out there first and foremost that I've been in sales and marketing for a long time. So professionally, I learned to not take rejection personally as part of training. And it sort of did push right on over into everyday life, because we actually get rejected all the time. But when it's your job to get rejected most of the day and you literally only really close like 1 to 2, maybe sometimes on a good day, up to 5 sales from dialing like 150, you kind of start to realize that the world just works mainly on rejecting. So honestly, you just got to keep going. And it is sort of like a numbers game. And obviously, I know that a lot of you guys are probably here going, well, I can't really go through 150 dates every single week in order to get a yes and get that to proceed. Like, but at the same time, it is actually a numbers game. And sometimes like we just need to keep trying. And I just wanted to say it's normal. There's absolutely no reason why you should be scared of rejection. I think the best thing to think about when it comes to being rejected, I'm going to go down the personal road first, and I'm going to go into like sales, marketing, business and things like that, just so that you guys can separate the two based on your own situation. I think everyone's dealt with personal rejection in the past, and I'm pretty sure most of you didn't like it, and that's why you're here. So personal rejection can come in many different forms. It could be like a friendship thing. It could be a work thing. It could be just a family thing. It could be just your own thing. And it could be partners. It could be breakups. It could be end of marriages, things like that. There's always like one party that, you know, we'll see one thing, and that can be you in this instance where you really want something and the opposing party doesn't want it. And all I gotta say is it can really hurt when people don't see your worth or don't see your value initially. But then you've actually just really got to think about this as a, like, actually really think about you and how unique you are and how individual you are. And I'm not going to say this in like a cheesy sense that if you're not working on yourself and you really aren't your best self and somebody is rejecting you or you're toxic to certain situations or you have been or you've been going through something, it's really important to recognize that about yourself first and foremost and just question yourself and point the finger inward and go, okay, well, like, what is it about me? And honestly, a lot of people aren't going to be 100% honest with you about the real reasons why they reject you from like a friendship group, or they don't want to be with you as like a long-term partner or whatever it might be. And I mean, at the time, even though you like probably like can't really understand why, or you don't really want to believe reasons why, there's also things that you've got to really be aware of in terms of like acknowledging this objection to yourself. And it's not really something that you need to take personally, and you need to then go out and find people that will just accept you as you are. You've actually got to really take this stuff on as feedback, because honestly, if we don't get enough rejection and we don't get told enough things over time, and we're constantly just seeking validation and moving and jumping ship every single time, you know, somebody turns us away or doesn't really like us, and we're not really willing to take the pain of knowing why, we never improve. And I always try and ask people, and I sort of seek out rejection a little bit, because I really want to know, where am I falling down right now in this current moment in time? What sucks about me? Like, just tell me, like, if you don't want me around, why? If you don't want me in your life, why? And I'm just going to keep pressing until I get as many reasons as possible to then take with me and go into my own self-development journey and really just address it. Because if you don't know any of these things, because like I said before, you're just finding people that are always so compatible with you, that always like you so much, and people that are just going to be nice to you on a surface level basis, you're never going to get to hear these things about yourself. And they can either destroy you, or they can really, really build you up and actually make you a better person, which in turn will have those people eating their words in the future when you actually don't react negatively to it. And you just take the feedback as it is, and you work on those things for yourself, and you then go and attract better people that are worth and deserve you as a better version of you. And whether it's those people from the past that rejected you before, or they just knew people that could see your potential and know your potential and can see your worth, then you're always going to be coming out on top in that instance. But it's really sad that a lot of people really fear rejection, and they really just want to settle and lower themselves down to a standard where it just fits better for that particular time. And a lot of people trap themselves here for their entire lives, and they never, ever, ever really face that much rejection, because they don't really have that desire to grow, and they don't really see the benefit of that short-term pain for that long-term gain. So obviously it's not a nice feeling to feel like low about yourself and feel like, oh my God, like, what is wrong with me? Things like that. You're going to have all those thoughts going through your head. Let me just say that you're actually not doing anything wrong if you're actually asking, and you're in this with a mindset to go and improve and make the changes that people say are shit about you. Like, it's really important. And it's not about losing your own values and your unique, brilliant self. It's about enhancing. And I love this, because if you never, ever, ever get a hard enough wake-up call, or numerous little wake-up calls that you don't take heed of, and you just, like, so many people just fall into the trap of going, oh, I just need to jump ship, and like, I just need to, like, figure out who I really am and surround myself with people that like me for me, without ever really thinking about the importance of experiencing rejection. Now, it's not going to be as normal for most of you listening to it, because I'm not sure that a lot of you have had the extensive sales experience and actually don't realize, like, how every single call you actually get a better and better process to handle rejection and handle objections and get a little bit further even with a person, because you get used to actually learning about what actually makes sense for people, so that they can maybe see the potential in something. And it's not like you're lying or bending the truth or manipulating or anything like that at all. It's just that you're actually becoming a more effective communicator, meaning that you can actually have things coexist as you make changes or as you serve somebody. And that can be in personal relationships or in business relationships, but it's all about how well that you can present this, and then you can back yourself to actually make those promises that you do say in those calls or in those in-person meetings and stuff. And those are the things, and those are the values, and those are the standards that you have to hold yourself to in order to accommodate people. Because to be honest, to make people happy, you got to give them what they want. And that has to be a two-way street if you're going to have relationships in your life. If both people are on that page where, okay, like, we're going to give each other what we want, then, you know, you can make anything work. You can grow together. You can do things together. And you can always develop and reject and do all that stuff as well, and actually frame it positively, so that you're really not going to lose out on anything that down the line you might regret, you know, or you might not realize it now. But it's really important to be able to get into a mindset where you can cope with rejection, and you can really grow from it and build from it and have fun with it as well at the same time. There's so many times in my life where I've just been, you know, I've been a few different people, and, you know, some people I liked, like, in terms of my everyday personality and outlook on life. I've always maintained, like, the desire to be personally growing But there's also been times in life where I've allowed a lot of things outside of me to take hold of what I really wanted to feel like on a daily basis, treat people like on a daily basis, have that awareness and that consciousness and that community of people as well that like had more of a soul connection. It's a big thing of mine. Like, I love, love, love business. I love being a girl boss. I love the hustle. I love the grind. I love bodybuilding. I love building your best self, eating healthy, all these things. And I love, love. But I think other thing I love is surrounding myself with people that I know are really on the same page as me on a spiritual and emotional level. I love people. Obviously, I think we all love people. We're all here to bond and communicate. But if things outside of people outweigh that emotional connection and what really matters in life, I can detach pretty easily from those situations because those aren't the things that really make a person a person. It's not about your job. It's not about how good you are at certain things. It's not about how much money you make or things you like to do at the weekend or your future plans or your like past experiences. What's really important about like us as humans is how we connect on an emotional level. If emotional connection isn't there, we don't have relationships. And that's another thing when it comes to rejection. There can often be everything on the outside perfect about you, and there can often be everything perfect on the outside about somebody opposing you. And there's just like quite a confusion about why it doesn't work. And generally it's because you're not on the same page emotionally. You need to really address like where that is for you and what your belief systems are, what your core values are, what your morals are, what your characteristics are. And sometimes you may not even be the problem. You may not even be the main issue in a situation. And sometimes it's good to step back and go, I know my worth, I know my value, and it has to be your loss in this case, even if they're rejecting you. That's a big thing and something I've learned this year. Sometimes people are going to reject you because they don't really know what they want. They don't really know who they are. And if you know who you are, you don't have to take the backseat for anybody else, but you can take their feedback on board because I'm sure they will have some for you about you. And you can use that to your advantage and actually grow from it, because life isn't about staying still. It's ever changing. And if you get rapid surges of change, it's an amazing time for you to get out your pieces of paper and go, okay, where am I at? What have I been like? Who is the person that I've been the past couple of months? Have I been adequately the best version of me? And I'm not saying outside of you, just emotionally, spiritually, mentally. And if that's a yes, then great. How do we maintain it and better it? If that's a no, okay, that's why there's some problems happening outside of me. And there you have it. Try and address them, start working on them, take the feedback on board, and actually put the actions in place and keep it consistent. Before you know it, in 21 days, you're a bit of a different person. And then it's about figuring out whether that makes you happy. And if it makes you happy and it makes you a better person, you're on track to being a better person. It's as simple as that. Rejection is a temporary thing and things are ever changing. And like I said before, you don't need to take things as personally, and they don't have to defeat you as much as they do. If you have the proper mindset around it and you are making changes as soon as you hear it. And sometimes it's going to hurt so bad that you're not going to feel like you can do it, or you're not going to feel like you even have the energy because maybe something's hurt you really badly. But at the same time, without you being your best you, all you're going to do is continue getting everything around you as well rejecting you. It's going to keep stabbing you in the back and just telling you over and over again until your self-worth is taken a hit for the worst, and you really are going to start attracting people into your life that, you know, are on that level too. And that's just not a good life to live. So you might as well take the growth road and actually work on yourself and improve yourself. And you know what? The law of attraction is a major thing. When you start making these tiny changes each and every day, you just know, you just vibrate differently. You glow differently. You just are different. And sometimes you have to go backwards in order to go forwards. And I have been there as well. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. You're going to become different people for different reasons during different decades and different years and stuff. And that is fine. Humans make mistakes. You can't have a gun held to your head for trying to grow and change. Some things work, some things don't. Sometimes you're going to have to revert back because you realize you are happier doing something else or being a certain way. And sometimes you're going to have to completely change everything completely and go forward. And you might even find more happiness there. But yeah, it's all about trial and error and being your own identity as well. Like, not being like what your friends want you to be, not being what your family want you to be, not being who you think you should be. You really need to be your own self, your own person. If people don't actually like it, and you know that your intentions, your values, your character is sustainable for you, is going to help you, is going to keep the proper relationships in your life solid, then those are the things that you need to be focused on, because that is what truly makes your life good, outside of like what you do for a job and a living. And you need that stability as well for your own peace of mind and for anyone involved in your life's peace of mind. So really just stay true to you and do what makes you happy on a personal level. But yeah, don't be fearing rejection from anyone, even if it's somebody that you least expect. It happens to honestly the most people, and sometimes it's subtle and sometimes it's major, but the more major is the actual better the blessing for you, because that is actually how you really do change and how you really can like address yourself and put a stop to a lot of things and that you've been busy doing and distracted doing that really hasn't been allowing you to free up some time to look at yourself. And once you do that, it really kind of opens up a lot of doors for you as a person, and you're going to start really, really addressing these things and coming out on top. Like I said, it honestly really doesn't matter. Once you start identifying this and working and being consistent on it, there's absolutely no one or anything that can take your inner peace. If they don't like you still, or they don't see the value in you, well, let them settle for less. Because like at the end of the day, if you're continuously going and being a happier, better version of yourself, like nobody wants to be around somebody that does all the right things but actually doesn't have that peace of mind and that attitude, like that forever young, vibrant attitude in life. So yeah, they can win in the short term and lose in the long term, and you can just keep doing life as you are, with that inner peace and that fulfillment and that inner knowing as well, that you are always open and you're always going to cope and handle rejection like this, because ultimately it does make you the best version of yourself. It's one of the major things that will wake you up more than anything else. That's so much better than constantly seeking validation. So go seek rejection. Never fear that. And if you've gotten it lately and you feel shit about yourself, I hope this has made you realize how blessed you are to have had it and how good you are going to become from it. And just wait and watch in 6 months who you will be attracting into your life and what kind of life you'll be living and how you're going to feel on a daily basis. Just trust me, put the steps in place. And yeah, I can't wait to hear how that goes for you. The other side of this is your work stuff. So obviously this is pretty similar to what I just said, but work stuff, pitch decks, all that kind of thing, it's actually more of a numbers game. It's never ever personal. Actually, no, it is personal sometimes, but it's not really like personal to the point of where it like somebody just doesn't like hates you. Sometimes that may be the case. There might just be like an inactive synergy, or they just might not like your vibe or what you were wearing. The first impression might have been a bit weird. There could be some background stuff that didn't sit well with someone. But usually it's like, if you are used to doing this stuff, you kind of have to have that, like, you've got to go into pitch decks and business and stuff like expecting the worst but hoping for the best, and just having that attitude where you're doing it because you actually love it and you're not really holding all of your cards on this one thing or this one opportunity, and you've just kind of got that foresight to really understand that like you are going to be rejected quite a bit, and sometimes you may be rejected forever and in certain aspects of your business, and that's fine. You just got to obviously look at what is good. And I think over time anyways, like, a lot of these things that don't work out are for the best, because sometimes you just got to keep trying and trying and trying until you actually have no other choice. And that never ever actually, even though it may suck at the time, it is still a huge testament to you as a person, because there's a lot of people out there that would just fear the fact that, oh my god, this isn't going to work for me, like it's just too hard, like, and all of these excuses and just like, I've tried everything I could, start to pop up. And you know what, it's never going to be a regret of yours, which is number one. And number two, it's going to show you how resilient you really are. And there's such an attractive thing about people with ambition and resilience. And regardless of what anyone says when they categorize themselves as not being that, everyone wants to have that because it's actually just such a beautiful thing to have that stability in like someone around you, like a friend that just always shows you that they're going to continue trying and they're going to continue showing up. And you being that person as well is just so important for you because it just can restore a lot of faith in like, okay, well, if that thing didn't work out, I know that I'm going to give this much effort again to another thing because this is what my life is all about. And it really doesn't matter how much approval you end up getting because like when you've got that mindset and that like attitude toward life, life doesn't work against you. It really doesn't. And it will work for you because good people get good things and good people do this sort of stuff. Good people don't allow or don't underappreciate things and don't neglect things. And that is one of the things that never giving up is really good for. When you are somebody that acts upon your gratitude and your appreciation, things like not really giving up easily that's like an attribute to those values. If you're somebody that just sort of like has, they're like right in the middle and there's a lot of logic, there's a lot of thought, there's a lot of thinking, it is fine to be like that. By all means, like be like that if you want. There's also like a key like element of unhappiness or uncertainty. And a lot of people that just do a bit too much of that. And you'll see that if you talk to them for long enough or hang out with them for long enough. And it just overcomplicates really easy situations. Like you either want something or you don't. If you want something, you'll kind of move anything out of the way to try and make it happen. And these are the things as well when it comes to human nature. It is against mankind to not do that. Like it's in our primal instinct, especially if it comes to personal things. Like if we really want something, we will move anything out of the way to get it. And anything that you need because you value that thing so much to do within that time frame, you wouldn't be prepared to lose it. And that is like the most important thing about you. And when you're feeling like you're getting rejected or you're feeling like you are in company or in a business partnership even with somebody that just constantly doesn't really seem to appreciate things or overcomplicates things, that is also often a reflection of these people. And it doesn't mean that you aren't doing the most by, you know, maybe covering all bases or, you know, whatever it might be at that particular time. Like I said, always ask for feedback as well in professional, but you've also got to realize that some people just make life harder than what it is and just aren't as grateful as maybe you are. And there's heaps of research on this as well. If you go into any like Buddhism, spiritual stuff, self-help, all that stuff, you listen to the right people and you can be directed much, much, much better. And this also comes into you just like learning about certain people that, you know, seem to reject a lot of good things or reject a lot of things in life in general, even for themselves. And that like doesn't mean that they're like not allowing you an opportunity sometimes. It just means that they're often like stopping opportunities for themselves and like they don't see the bigger picture. And there's so much of that happens in, like I said, all sorts of relations and communication and all of that kind of thing. It happens all the time. And that is a self-work thing. And when somebody rejects as well, it can be like a protective thing. Obviously, there is like just legitimate reasons why somebody doesn't want to work with you. But then there's also things where they just like, for whatever reason, want to block that opportunity out at that particular time. And all I can say in that is to try again, maybe with someone else, maybe them down the line. And it just might not be it just might not be good timing wise. But there is like things where, you know, your heart will sink that somebody would actually want to go out and do those things. But there is a lot of people, and you may be one of these people that just tends to say no to a lot more things than you say yes to, or you don't have a lot of faith in things. So you tend to reject things as a barrier for yourself so that you can protect yourself. And that's also another reason why I say, like, don't take things personally when it comes to rejection, because some people use rejection as a barrier to protect themselves. And they just say like, no, I'm not doing it, because in their mind, they will have justified it on a conscious level, but subconsciously, they would probably really want to do something. And there is like a barrier up because they haven't healed from whatever it is in their past, or maybe they've got anxiety about the future, or they've just like not quite sure of themselves or their decision making. So they will just reject some maybe awesome opportunities or some once in a lifetime things that they probably know they'll never get again. But at that particular moment in time, it just may be that protection that they need for themselves. And you've just got to understand that, yeah, you may have the opportunity ready for them again, but you also got to realize that it's not personal. And if they lose, they lose. And that's just unfortunate for them, because it really just like, and if this is you, please keep this in mind and look at it, because it can be a massive reason why a lot of things don't work out very well for you, or you lose a lot of time. And it doesn't mean that you waste your time doing things like, you know, like your work or anything that you currently do, but you do maybe lose a lot of time where you could be enjoying, you know, certain things, or you could just be loving and appreciating stuff, but you're so busy and wrapped up, caught in like putting up walls and barriers and rejecting things for yourself that, yeah, you can't really enjoy those moments, and you can't really enjoy the possibilities that might come from things. So make sure that if that is you, and you know you're a rejecter, that it also affects you. It's not just like people that are getting rejected, because if you get good at like coping with rejection, the rejector always loses. And if they don't really recognize that, and if that is you, it's just a never-ending cycle for somebody that likes to reject things. But for the rejectee, yeah, you can always improve. It's basically, it's good to be the one that's not in control most of the time, because you can always do something when you're not in control. So if you're like the rejector and you're like, oh, you're making the calls on stuff, it's way harder for you, because you've got to live with regret if like your decisions and your reasons for rejecting aren't actually as accurate as you once thought. And then, you know, you've actually got to deal with those consequences. Whereas like if somebody has no choice in the matter, like as the person that's getting rejected, somebody loses an opportunity that you've created, or like whatever it might be, like you see it all the time, just go online and look it up. Like people lose out on amazing opportunities like that they'll never get again, because yeah, they were in control in that moment and they made shit decisions because of their own personal fears or their own personal thoughts, or just rejecting in general as a coping mechanism to protect themselves as a barrier. So yeah, that's another reason why you should never, ever, ever fear being a rejectee, because it is really good that you can make changes and you can actually move on quicker, and you, there's really nothing you can do about it. You just got to improve yourself, and if you don't want to look back, you don't have to, because at the end of the day, you didn't make the call. You're the one that has all the feedback, all like no power in the situation, only to improve yourself and to try and do the best over again. But yeah, you don't have to live with any regrets or anything like that, which makes it 10 times better. So as long as you're not self-pitying and stuff like that, which you may from time to time, but you don't need, you, if you really think about the situation for what it is, they lose. When you are something good and you've got something good, every time somebody says no to you, they lose. And when you keep improving, they lose more. So yeah, you just got to remember that. And you just got to be very, very like strict on yourself when it comes to feeling bad about it, that that is the reality. Okay. And you like, guilt is a really hard thing to live with. And yeah, as long as you know that you're trying your best and you're not going to lose enthusiasm because of anyone else's, you know, current thoughts or whatever, you always win. And that's a great thing to just hand the power over and then take it back just for yourself silently and become the freaking best version of you. Because yeah, you can't really control what other people do or what other people's beliefs or thoughts are, but you can always control your own. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. 30 minutes, all done. Weekend podcast for you today. I will see you all in my next episode. Bye.